Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, Mets fans, this is J.D. Davis. I like my news the way I like my fastballs, right down the middle. Make WCBS News Radio 880 your news station.
With Ed Coleman, I'm Wayne Randazzo. Howie Rose will join us a little bit later on during our Mets Summer Camp special here on WCBS 880, sponsored by New York Community Bank and the NYCB family of banks, making history in New York for 161 years, and by Nissan Innovation that excites. And now we bring in Mets outfielder slash infielder. I'm sure he'll still be doing both of those things this year as we talk to J.D. Davis. J.D., how are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
Good, J.D.
Doing all right. How's it been so far? Just kind of give us your synopsis of what this last week's been like now that you're back in at Citi Field.
Oh, man, it's been weird. Obviously pros and cons to it. We've been getting going. It's been exciting. Like a bunch of little kids running around on the field right now. It's been a pleasure to be back with the guys. But then again, we just have to go through so many protocols. It's just weird playing those scrimmages with nobody in the stands. It honestly feels like a spring training backfield game. I know you guys can probably attest to that or at least know the idea, the awareness, how quiet it is. There's really no music, but it's definitely different. But we're having a great time. We're excited, and hopefully this season comes by quick.
You know, J.D., I was asking Luis Rojas this question earlier about, you know, just the fact that you guys have stayed fairly healthy. I mean, as a unit, for the most part, really haven't heard too much. I think everyone's fairly healthy. Meanwhile, you know, Atlanta, Philadelphia, Washington, some of the other teams around the division, you know, have been hit already. You know, Freddie Freeman and Ryan Zimmerman, et cetera. So it seems like at least early on, you might have a leg up on some of them.
Yeah, you know, I think it just speaks well with Wilpon and Brody and the rest of the staff, trainers, and the coaches. The protocols they put in place, I know the CDC said they recommended 6 feet. We are trying to do 10 to 12 feet, at least we're trying to do. Everywhere we go, we got to wear a mask. Even in the clubhouse, but if we're eating and drinking, obviously take them off. When we're hitting in the cage, we don't have them on. We're on the field, we don't have them, but coaches have them on pretty much, you know, 24/7. But, you know, we've been pretty on it, or we've been pretty, you know, religious about it. It is hard to get in those situations, so especially as human beings. We want to be as close or that close contact and just, you know, interact, socialize with each other, but in this stage, we just got to make sure that we also take care of each other, take care of ourselves, but also each other. So it's definitely been different, but we've been pretty religious of trying to keep everyone safe.
You know, it's a shorter season, but in a lot of ways, it's really a year where it's going to take a lot more teamwork than usual, because it's not just on the field. Now it's off the field where you guys have to take care of each other, as you just said. What are the conversations like internally about how to approach your days off or a free night or going out, like any sort of thing like that, that would maybe make you a little bit more susceptible to catching something?
Yeah. You know, we've been pretty, when it's off the field right now, we've been pretty cooped up. Just trying to do our best to quarantine ourselves. We don't really go out as much. You know, the team has provided two or three meals every day, depending on if we're there all day. Obviously, if we're there for half a day, obviously it's just two meals, but they've been pretty good so far of taking care of us and making sure that, you know, we don't have to be exposed, you know, DoorDash, Uber Eats, you know, stuff like that where outside contact comes in, it comes into play. They've been, you know, taking care of us in that way. But conversations wise, you know, we just try to stick together, make sure we communicate, you know, if we're going to have, you know, DoorDash, we try to, you know, I really don't know. There really isn't much conversations about it. Honestly, we just try to, I mean, there's stuff like, for example, protocols where we're not supposed to be in the same Uber together or in the same car, just like that kind of stuff. And we mess with each other, make sure we have conversations with masks on and just continue to make sure we do our end.
That's tough, no question. JD, yeah. we've seen you in left field, but I saw Gary DeSarcina in his familiar position with the hand drill and the quick reaction drill with you at third the other day. So how's that going? And you've kind of split a little bit of time there.
Yeah, no, I know we had this conversation in spring training. I think he said, or I think Louis said, it was like 75-25% or like 60-70-30 or something like that in spring training. We haven't had a conversation just yet for this spring training 2.0 going into this season. I'm assuming that I'm going to be playing a little bit more left than third, especially with it being 60 games. Shorter season, it's going to be easier on obviously Cano and Cespedes as their age gets a little higher, you know, but obviously the DH is in play. We could rotate easily. So I've been getting reps at third base. I know that was pretty much the first day, but I've been taking ground balls in during the time off and just making sure I did the little stuff indoors with tennis balls or just whatever, making sure that agility work, side-to-side movement is, you know, okay and good to go.
Do you guys have to be maybe extra aware of staying in the moment and not letting pressure build up too quickly? Because, you know, if you fall a few games out of first, or if you go into a slump that, you know, it's 15 games or whatever, is a quarter of the season, you have such a short amount of time here to make things right. Do you have to really kind of stay in it to make sure you don't get ahead of yourself?
Yeah, for sure. I think that can go to, or that can be connected towards our first half. The first two or three weeks we came out hot. I don't even know what our record was, but we started off really well. And then obviously everyone knows we went through that roller coaster of, you know, losing against San Diego, losing, against the Giants. I remember it was a 4-game series. I think they walked it off on us 3 or 4 games. It was just demoralizing. And I remember in the first half, we were so hungry to win every game that if we lost a game, we would be kind of like demoralized. We'd be like, man, we're like, well, come on, why is this stuff happening? And so I think learning from the second half, we can definitely apply it to these 60 games where we really concentrated on winning series, best 2 out of 3, regardless if we lost one game. I think that kind of took off the pressure of us towards the second half, and we really grew and we really learned from that, and we really, you know, took a step forward in our play, and that's when we kind of took off. So we've been actually having those conversations, just making sure through Zoom, or having conversations through Zoom meetings, you know, through the grapevine, just to reiterate or to have every single person well aware that, you know, the series is the main goal. And if we can win every series in a 60-game season, I mean, that's huge in itself right there.
J.D. Davis, our guest, Ed Coleman, Wayne Randazzo on WCBS 880 this night. You know, J.D., I've been kind of surprised by how far the pitchers are, you know, in their progress. They kind of picked it up. They certainly did their work in the 2.5 months that was off. What's your thoughts as you've, you know, taken live BP against them, exactly kind of where they are?
I know, I hate it. They're making us look bad right now. It's unbelievable. they're doing really well. I know Jake pitched today. He pitched awesome. Just, you know, Jacob DeGrom. So, but a lot of guys have, you know, looked really well throwing strikes. I know Betances threw yesterday, Fama Familia threw yesterday. both of them look really good. So I'm excited about it. Pitchers are really getting their work in, really concentrating on, you know, throwing strikes. And again, you know, I think all of us are on board with the, you know, win the series. And I think guys are really buying into that.
Does it take any shine off of winning a division title or going to the World Series because this is a shortened season? Are you guys looking at it that way at all?
Not really. We haven't really gone that far into conversations about it. I think we're just trying to take it one day at a time. I know it's such a phrase that everybody uses, but honestly, we're out there just trying to have fun. I think this is like the fourth or fifth official day. So all of us are really just trying to get our feet under us, have some fun, get back to the basics of, you know, hitting, pitching and all that kind of stuff, making sure we do the right things. We play the game the right way. I think we'll have conversations like that as, you know, weeks go on about the division, about the scheduling and about playoffs and everything. But obviously the whole goal is to make playoffs. I think we have a really good chance with it being 60 games. You know, we definitely took a step forward second half of last year. And I think we're a confident group right now that, you know, we could do that and we can get ourselves in a position, you know, to make a run at this.
You know, JD, I kind of like what Jake said the other day when he was asked about, you know, possibly winning a third Cy Young and whether it would be tarnished in a short season. He said, well, you know, maybe a little bit. He said, but, you know, if you win as a team in this season with all the obstacles that have been thrown against you, he says, that's an accomplishment. He says, I don't consider that an asterisk at all. And I would tend to agree with him. There's a lot you guys have to go through just to, even if it is just 60 games.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, you know, him winning or him striving to win a third Cy Young, I mean, that's an accomplishment in itself. That's a feat that, you know, that's unbelievable. But to go with that argument, you know, I mean, 60 games every fifth day, that's 12 starts. I mean, that's double-digit starts. So it's not like where he's getting, you know, 5-6 starts and, you know, having a real short season, obviously. But 12 starts, that's still a lot of pitching. I mean, so it's not as much, obviously, as a full season, but, I mean, he could capably do it. And, you know, from what I've seen, I've only been in New York once and I see Jake on TV, but second half Jake is it's pretty scary to watch, especially when the weather starts heating up. And, you know, that's when Jake really turns it on. And I think he has the capability of doing it.
Okay. JD, any red flags or anything with the protocols or the health stuff that you've seen so far that would cause you any concern, or have you been pretty satisfied with how everything's been as far as testing and getting results back and all that?
No, I mean, I've been pretty satisfied. They've been on top of it. Mets have done their part. The trainers, the medical trainers have been really organized. They've been helping us out. Anything that's it's not even a problem. I guess just everything is so spread out just to make sure everybody is social distancing. We're just so used to being so close, being so sociable. And I think that's just the thing that everybody has to get used to. So obviously having a cafeteria right next to the clubhouse, and now we have to walk up to the Delta Club, I think, upstairs. Upstairs in the second floor, we have to walk up there. That's where we eat every day. So definitely different. Everything is spaced out. I think we have like 3 or 4 gyms throughout the stadium just to make sure that, you know, there's only 3 or 4 guys in one room or in one gym. Just to, again, the protocols, it's definitely different, but everybody's getting their work in somehow, some way. Guys are still coming in early. So guys still watching film, getting early swings. So, I mean, we're doing our part, and so far there hasn't been any concerns.
JD, you're here now. You're working out at Citi Field. You're staying where you're going to stay. Eventually, you're going to have to go on the road, and that's going to be, a little dicey. Does that concern you at all, or is that just another obstacle to overcome as you go through this 60-game season?
I'm not too concerned about it. A lot of guys some of the medical trainers have started to talk about travel and how we're going to do this, how we're going to break down, you know, buses. How many buses are we going to take? What is the seating chart on the airplanes? So it's definitely going to be different. I'm not too concerned with it just because of the protocols that we have now around the stadium and around the staff and the coaches that we've done a pretty good job so far. If there was any concerns with that, I think I would be a little bit more concerned with traveling. But so far, there has been no concerns at home. So I don't think I'm going to be too concerned going on the road just because of we've been doing our part of making sure not only we're safe, but everybody else is safe.
All right, J.D. Davis, thank you very much for your time today, and good luck on this journey to opening day. We're certainly hoping for the best for everybody health-wise and that you guys can get through this season.
All right, awesome. All right, thank you, guys. I appreciate that.
That's the goal, not just to play game one next or 2 weeks from Friday when they take the field against the Braves July 24th, but to play all 60. So we'll see if they can get through. And then thanks again to J.D. Davis for joining us tonight on our summer camp special.